respected P. Jagochan and respected E.T. Matthew Echen and my dearly beloved in Christ. Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, I am very much happy to address you all through the Word of God. So our church is set apart this particular Sunday as the day of the differently abled. We know that an estimated 1.3 billion of people, they are experiencing significant disability. This represents 16% of the world population. And in earlier days, we used to mention these kind of people by using a terminology, handicapped. Then after some years, we changed this terminology and we used another terminology, that is disabled. Then soon after, we switched into another terminology, that is differently abled. And recently we have understood that they are having different skill. In spite of all these disabilities, they have different skills and they have diversified talents. So we are calling them as the people having different skills. So in these days we are calling them the people having different skills. Even though they have disabilities, and even though they have limitations in their life, but they have diversified talents and different skills. So we are using certain terminology to denote these kind of people. But in fact, moreover, these terminologies, we ought to understand that these people are having special needs. So we must be aware about that. They are the people who are having different needs. And they have special needs. And they need our attention, our care, and our love, and our support. So we must consider them as we consider our fellow beings. And we must love them and we must care them. And we should remember that the God created the all human beings while giving his privilege and importance. And also our church has so many homes to take care these kind of people. So we must be aware about these facts. So yeah, when we examine the human beings, those who are residing on this earth, and we know that most of the people have their own disabilities. Nick Vujicic, and he is a differently abled person, and who is influencing the all people through his vibrant motivational preachings. And he is an Australian young vibrant speaker having no arms and legs. But he inspires the whole world through his inspirational messages. Once he told that fear is the biggest disability of man. Fear is the biggest disability of man. So, in a sense, we can say that we have disabilities. Because we have limitations in our life. When we are thinking about ourselves, we can understand that we have so many limitations in our life. So keeping this fact in our mind, we are going to meditate a particular theme: difference and dignity of ഓൾ ക്രിയേഷൻ. സോ ക്രിയേഷൻ ഹാസ് ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൺ ഡിഫറൻസ്, ഡൈവേഴ്സിഫൈഡ് ക്രിയേഷൻ ക്രീച്ചേഴ്സ്. ആൻഡ് ഈവൻ ദോ ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ഡിഫറൻസ്, ബട്ട് അറ്റ് ദ സെയിം ടൈം വി ഷുഡ് ഗീവ് ഡിഗ്നിറ്റി ടു ഓൾ ദീസ് ക്രിയേഷൻ. സോ ഡിഫറൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഡിഗ്നിറ്റി ഓഫ് ഓൾ ക്രിയേഷൻ, ദാറ്റ്സ് അവർ തീം ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ്. ദിസ് തീം ഹാസ് ബീൻ ഡിറൈവ്ഡ് ഫ്രം ദ ഗോസ്പെൽ പോർഷൻ, ഗോസ്പെൽ അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു സെയിൻറ്റ് ലൂക്ക് ചാപ്റ്റർ 14:12-14. ഗോസ്പെൽ അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു സെയിൻറ്റ് ലൂക്ക് ചാപ്റ്റർ 14 വേഴ്സസ് കമൻസിങ് ഫ്രം 12-14. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do so, they may invite you back and you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So one Sabbath, Jesus was invited to the house of a prominent Pharisee. He was being carefully watched by others. And then he saw a man who was suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Despite of their disputes and arguments within that community and among that particular people, Jesus healed him and sent him on his way. He challenged that particular group of people and community through this healing activity, healing miracle, and once again he affirmed that Sabbath is for all, not for a particular group of people, class of people, so-called people, but Sabbath is for all. And then he observed another peculiarity in that feast, that is how the guest picked the place of honor at the table. And some people, they are selecting good places, that the places of honor at that particular table. Then he criticizes that activity of that particular people while saying, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus Christ criticizes their activity while saying this statement. That is, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then, thirdly, he suggested to Pharisee, that particular host, regarding the invitation which he made. And also Jesus Christ suggested certain inevitable suggestions to that particular host, that when you invite somebody for your feast, you must follow certain rules and regulations while you are inviting some others. So three aspects Jesus pointed out here. So that's the main sermon that I would like to preach before you and present before you. The first aspect, that it should be a welcoming table. Your dining table should be a welcoming table. So when you give a lunch or dinner, invite all, not only your friends, brothers, sisters, relatives, and also you should invite poor, crippled, lame, blind, and then you will be blessed. Though this advice Jesus teaches us to embrace the difference and dignity of all creation. They have disabilities, But at the same time, we have the responsibility to invite them. So our dining table should be a welcoming table. We should keep a welcome mind in our hearts. And we should always be a welcome person. And we must be available to other fellow beings too. We must show love, respect, and concern towards others too. So in a world that we live, often marked by division and exclusions, and we are challenged to open our hearts and homes to this diversity of humility. There is a famous Chinese philosopher, you know, his name is Confucius. And he told a famous quote, that is, there are two sadder hearts than you. Go and comfort them, and that will comfort you. This was a famous statement by Confucius. There are two sadder hearts than you. You are thinking that you have problems, and you are thinking that you have immense problems in your life. But at the same time, there are two sadder hearts than you. You go and comfort them, and this activity will comfort you. While you are visiting the people, those who are undergoing various kinds of the problem in their life, while saying some good words or showing your presence along with them, you can also feel comfort and solace in your life. That's the meaning of that famous quotation. That is, there are two sadder hearts than you. Go and comfort them, and that will comfort you. Dearly beloved, Jesus Christ came on this earth not for a particular class of people, but for all. And he instituted Holy Qurbana, which proclaims that we belong to one family because we are partaking in this Holy Qurbana as a family. And we are eating the part of a bread, and we are drinking a wine from the same chalice. And again we are affirming that we belong to one family. But at the same time, the world has been broken into fragments, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, and rich, poor. And we are classifying the people according to the various criteria that we kept in our mind, according to our wealth. We are segregating people. We are saying that, oh, they have not much standard. We are standard people. And they have no eligibility to mingle with us. We are creating our friendship circles. We are creating some friendships as cocoon. We are creating some friendship circle while depending our own attitudes and our own aptitudes. Okay. So Jesus Christ telling us, come out. And also, your mind and your life should be prepared to welcome other people. Your table should be a welcoming table. That's the first point. So salvation for all. Kingdom of God is the miniature of this kind of feast. In that kingdom of God, there is no separations or segregations as we made. So your feast should be a welcoming table and give a space to others. Second thought. Breaking down barriers. Jesus broke so many barriers in his ministry. There was no right to speak to a woman, but Jesus spoke to a woman. And there were so many women disciples he had. And he broke so many barriers in his ministry. And he walked through boundaries. When he bound that good news, firstly given to the shepherds, those who were in low class of the society. And also, he was being called as the friend of sinners and tax collectors. And he transformed everybody by his love and power. And he transformed everybody whom he met. So in his genealogy, when we examine the old genealogy, we can see like Ruth was a Gentile woman. And also the Rahab, and she was a prostitute. Bathsheba, and who made adultery, and also Tamar. all these members that we can see in his genealogy. That's why I told you that by his birth and by his ministry, he moved through the boundaries and he accepted all kind of people. Jesus broke all boundaries and barriers. So dearly beloved, love all, respect others, and always think that you are a sojourner on this earth. There are fellow travelers, passengers along with you. Concern them. And I request you, our youths, and you should help the elders and those who are undergoing various kinds of disability while they are attending in the worship, and you hold your hands to them and help them. Support, appacha, 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 ammachi, you need our support. Do you need our support? Hold their hands and help them. And there are so many people need your help and support. You should help them. You must concern others and love others, respect others. That will create a good change in our society as well as in our parish. The third point, the blessings of humility. Jesus Christ told that by observing these kinds of the aspects in your life, you will get blessing. So how can we achieve that blessings? Only through practicing humility. That's why those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled. So when we practice certain humble characters or characteristics, we practice humility, we can achieve these blessings. So when you invite your brothers, sisters, relatives, or your rich neighbors, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite poor, crippled, the lame, blind, and you will be blessed. This action may come from a humble heart. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Dearly beloved, we need a repayment during the time of his second coming. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. You will get blessings. Not by men, not by worldly powers, not by the so-called people, not by the authority, but by the Almighty God. So love others and respect others and include others and give a space to others in your mind and concern them as they are. And Saint Augustine, you know that. He was a famous and an important church father. And he told that it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. Once again, I repeat. It was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. So while considering others, we practice humility in our life. That is a blessing that will enrich our life and lead to eternal life. So if you want to enter the kingdom of God and eternal life, we must practice such humility in our life. There was an incident happened in the life of Emperor Ashoka. You are very much familiar about his name, Ashoka, Emperor Ashoka. And he used to prostrate in front of Buddhist sages, Buddhist sages. And they came from low caste and low class backgrounds. You know, he respected that particular sages, Buddhist sages. And he prostrated, he used to prostrate in front of them. And his minister one day questioned him, "King, why did you prostrate to the sages? Why did you respect, or why are you respecting
These sages, they are low class people. They are hailing from low caste. Then why are you respecting these guys? Then Emperor Ashoka replied, I'll answer your question, but before that, you would obey my orders. Go and get a head of a buffalo, goat, hen, and a human being. And he told to his minister that, go and get a head of a buffalo, and a goat, and a hen, and a human being. He replied to the king, King, I would get buffalo, goat, and hen's head, but where could I get a human being's head? Then king told him to go to the burial ground and collect the same. Minister collected all, and king commanded him to sell those in market. You have to go to the market and sell this head of the buffalo, hen, goat, and as well as this human being head. Minister went to market and sell till evening. He could sell buffalo's head, goat's head, hen's head, but nobody bought human being's head. He returned to king. King again instructed him to sell again in the next day while offering some gold coins. Those who buy this human being head will get some gold coins too, freely. There's an offer he gave. He went to market and tried again and returned to king. Emperor Ashoka told him, even after death, there is a certain value for buffaloes, hens, and goat's head, but there is no value of human being's head. Even after death, there is a certain value of the head of buffaloes, hen, goat, but there is no value for human beings' head. My dear minister, so tell me, now what would happen? I prostrate before sages. I may be blessed. That's all, nothing else. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Dearly beloved, our Jesus Christ showed this humility to us. He came down to this earth, and through his ministry, he practiced this humility. And he presented the model of humility before us. If we practice that, we can be also blessed. So I conclude my sermon. Jesus Christ suggested certain suggestions to that particular Pharisee, to that host, that when you invite him, what should be the peculiarity of your dining table or your invitation? It should be a welcoming table, and you should break barriers and understand. You must understand the blessings of humility. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us sing a chorus of Malayalam hymn. And also let us bow our heads before the Almighty God. And let us submit ourselves before the hand of God. Lord is inviting us to participate in this Holy Kurbana. This Holy Kurbana is a welcoming table. And as we are living on this earth, we should break the various kinds of the barriers and give space to others in our hearts, and respect others and consider others, so that we will be blessed and understand the blessings of humility in our life. Kristan Thiru Chinda Dharipin, Kristan Thiru Chinda Dharipin, Kurishedutu Thalmayo Davan Pinchelluvin. തിരുകൃപലഭിപ്പാൻ കുരിശെടുത്തു താഴ്മയോ ഡവൻ പിൻചെല്ലുവിൻ തിരുകൃപലഭിപ്പാൻ ഏക മനസോടെ ജപിപ്പിൻ ഏക മനസോടെ ജപിപ്പിൻ അവസാനത്തോളവും നിലനിന്നിടുവിൻ വരും ഭാഗ്യം നമുക്കെ അവസാനത്തോളവും ഡുവിൻ വരും ഭാഗ്യം സ്നേഹാവീരുന്നനുഭവിപ്പാ സ്നേഹദൈവമക്കളെല്ലാരും കൂടുവിൻ ജയം ജയം സ്നേഹദൈവമക്കളെല്ലാ